As the two global superpowers race for economic and political superiority, the question can be raised, which of their economic systems is the best recipe for building prosperous and stable societies? But it is a false dichotomy. Neither shareholder nor state capitalism works for all people and the planet. Wealth generation today requires a very innovative economy driven by entrepreneurial spirits. But modern societies do not tolerate excessive inequalities anymore, and using our natural capital has a delayed cost, as well as an increasingly intolerable impact on all those who suffer from climate change and pollution. This is why it is imperative to put social, environmental, and good governance objectives at the heart of society. Doing so is possible under a third system, stakeholder capitalism, in which the interests of all stakeholders in the economy and society are taken on board, and the welfare of our people and our planet and progress are embedded in its genetic system. Stakeholder capitalism would fit many Western societies well, given the damages done by focusing only on short-term profits, not long-term sustainability and equity. But it would benefit China and the emerging Asian economies, too, given the shortcomings of state capitalism. It is time policymakers and business leaders around the world consider implementing it.